American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
For the most part, folks here in Minnesota are relatively happy.
That's Ashley Coles. She's the executive director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, based in Hutchinson, Minnesota. She noted that the cattle industry in that state is looking good.
You know, we've been blessed here in the state for the large part having decent weather. It's been rather cool the last couple of days, but we've had some decent rain. And so for those who are, you know, have cattle out on grass, there's been really good grass, except for the extreme northwest corner of our state. They're seeing some of the drought conditions like the folks over in North Dakota are seeing. For the most part, folks here in Minnesota are relatively happy.
Now Coles gives us a little information on the feeder side of things in Minnesota.
Minnesota is relatively unique as far as the feeder industry goes, where most of our members are farmer feeders, meaning that they grow crops, but they also feed cattle. And so because of the decent weather we've been having, you know, the crops here in the state of Minnesota are looking fantastic, too. So as far as things go at home for folks and for our members, you know, they're pretty happy.
And what are the cattlemen and women thinking about the pricing these days?
There's always people still talking about that market volatility and wishing prices were a little bit higher. But for the most part, people seem pretty content right now.
And currently, prices are up a little bit. And, of course, we've got that good news of increased export possibilities to China.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, speaking of exports, you know, with the recent opening, the official opening, I guess, of U.S. beef being exported into China, folks here are pretty excited about the potential of, you know, beef going into China or the increase of beef going into China. They understand that, you know, right now the initial exports are going to be relatively small just because we don't have a lot of cattle and beef that will qualify for the requirements to go into China.
But Cole said that cattlemen and women are not giving up on meeting those requirements.
Folks are, you know, taking those requirements home and talking to their families and the rest of their business partners to see what they can implement on their farm, hoping to fit that market going forward. So we're hopeful in the next couple of years that they'll have more cattle available to export into places like China, but also understanding that there's legwork that has to be done in China as well. Looking at, we haven't had U.S. beef in there for, you know, almost 14 years, so growing that market and developing that market in China is also something that has to happen.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.